go in the dining hall at the time. And Jack looks at me, he's Bharat. And we met, yeah.
Well, who are you anyway?
Should I tell you what it means? It means not you.
Not you.
Bal, yeah. Not you.
That's what it means, really? That's what it means, Bal?
No, no. I'm just telling you. It means
not you.
So,
oh, not you.
So not you. It's not you, I said. No. Remember that.
Not you.
Bal, not you. It was also once Baba people. Just Glimpses, Volume 2 was published, and he was very much interested in the new life, and he had read the book. And that was also another program. I think that was Baba's or Mehra's birthday, and we were there, and the big program was going on. And they were sitting in front of Mansari's kitchen somewhere over there, and they were asking someone, who is Balnathu? And I happened to just pass by, and I overheard. I said, whom do you want? He said, Balnathu. He said, ah. So they looked at me. I said, you're that. Anyway, Baba's sense of humor is in it also.
Well, how long have you been living here at Mirzan?
Since 77, January, or even prior to that, middle of 76, I've been living here permanently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Almost 10 years.
Yeah. And still I'm like this.
Better looking.
Ah. Maybe now that you had asked me, since, you see, Baba, although permitted me to be here whenever I could, but still his order to me when I joined him for the new life and when he sent me back was that you go and join your job. So I had to join my job. And then Baba returned from the new life, and then I wanted again to just be with Baba. But Baba has his own time for everything, and so I would just feel that, oh, I had to be here just for these 3-4 months, and then again I will go back and I will be with Baba. And Baba did permit me to be with him, and again 4-5 months, and again I will be. So my thing was just like this, and it went on. And then especially after Baba's dropping the body, I wanted to leave everything and come here. But still, I couldn't, though I tried my best. And when at the last moment everything happened, then only Baba reveals the picture. You see, at the end, not at the beginning what he is doing, but at the end, just like, as we say, the magician, he has so many knots to a rope, and then he tells, see these knots, and then he just tucks this in his hand and just and all knots are clear. You see, it's just a clean rope like that. So in my case, though I was trying to leave everything and come to Baba, but I couldn't. Something would happen, either the institution would not be ready or the government rules were not there which would allow me to come and stay. Because Baba would also say that you have to be very practical, so I had not to lose my benefits of the service, and so that I have not to depend on anyone economically, monetarily. And so it all went on like this. And then especially there was a rule then. Then the institution was ready and the government was ready, but there was a change in the members, the body of the institution. And they said, now we are not ready to relieve you. First the institution was ready, the government was not ready. Now the government was ready, now the institution is not ready. Anyway, somehow Baba did, because he had said, go and join the job, that's what I find, that he made me serve to the last day I was expected to serve in the school. And according to the rules, it so happened that being born in January, we are asked to be in the school on the last day. So that is 31st January. Mm-hmm. And that was 31st January 77. And so I said, oh Baba, I have to go the day for which I tell people that this is the most important day and you have to come here, and they do come here, and I myself have to leave. So I was a bit sad about it, and then I talked to Erich also. He said, no, Baba would not be pleased if you don't go. You may write to the headmaster or something like that. It's not good. Why not just go and come back? So then I decided to go. But as I generally say, it's a part of humor that whenever coming to Baba, it would always be the first train, railway train, and the first compartment so that it could reach the railway station first. And when leaving Baba, it would always be from Pune, the last train and the last bogie. So that I would be just for a few more seconds in Pune. So anyway, I chose the midnight train of 30th January and went to my place. And the headmaster said, why did you come? You could have come the next day and just sign. It's a formal thing. It was not necessary for you to come. I said, no, not now that I have come. He said, you can just come in school and just sign the register, and this is your last day, and that's enough. You can go. So I was very happy. In between, so many things happened. How in each and everything, sometimes I'm reminded of a little lines of poetry which says, it's not a poetry in fact, just a line perhaps. Little things on little wings take you to the highest heaven. You see? Little things on little wings take you to the highest heaven. So it's only the little things that matter in our life, not the big, we say, problems or anything. This, we are sitting here, we are walking, whatever we are doing, in fact. So anyway, when he said this thing, so I said, all right. So now, I thought now I had been serving here for so many years, so there would be a farewell and all these things and a talk and no, but I have to go. But Baba arranged it in such a way that it was the district examination day, so that it can't be changed. The program was set. And so I did leave the school and came to the ST stand. I don't know, you haven't rather seen here the stand, bus stand and all these things. It's very big and so many buses come and go. And it was still 10 minutes to 12, and say, Baba, I said, Baba, now that they observe silence there, so I too would like to observe silence here. So what can I do? But so many people know me, and if they hear that I'm leaving, anybody would come casually and say, where are you going? What are you doing? And so what should I do now? And see Baba's humor, that there comes a person who is working in our school. He happens to come and he says hello to me and he says, you are leaving. And the fun of it was this. His name was Bhagwan, which means God, literally means God. So I said, God, now you please help me in one respect. If any people come to me, tell them from 12 to 12:30, I'm observing silence. Tell them, keep them away. Just tell them, doesn't matter whatever they may think of me. And he said, yes, I'll do that. So I was in that busy bus stand where quite a lot of buses were going every 10 minutes like that, people coming and going. And in that crowd, I was sitting there quietly in silence. God sitting by my side, Bhagwan, the name. And just after 5-10 minutes, I find that the headmaster, the principal, along with the colleague, is coming. So I just looked at Bhagwan, and he stood up, he went to them and he said, he's not speaking, he's observing silence, don't go and greet him now, because they thought at least they should come to the bus stop for a send-off or something like that. So he kept them away till 12:30. I had already given him money, in case the bus arrives, pay this money, get my ticket for Ahmednagar so that I have not to talk, and it was all arranged. Baba got it arranged, bus didn't come, I was also allowed to talk with those people. They had brought a big garland and other things, and I said, now I have been serving here, so I would offer this garland to Baba on your behalf. And just then I started listening, as you say, Avatar Mir Baba ki Jai, like this, someone's Jai, Jai, Jai. A saintly person must have been passing by, so I could hear that. And so I said, who is this person who had just visited this place, and is he leaving somewhere, or is he coming by the bus, or what is that? So although I was talking with my friends, I was all the time looking outside for this, from where the crowd. And then I saw the crowd, and just behind the crowd was an old man of Jain sect, totally naked. He must be in his 60s, but a very radiant face, clean shaven. He's just moving that way. And I saw at him, and suddenly a thought comes to me that here is a person who is totally naked. And he's just walking like a king. I looked at him and I said, Baba, do you mean to say that if I have to come to you, I have to be just like this, I have to leave everything and then come to you? I'm still talking with others, but in my mind I'm thinking like this. But then again, it was from the heart. The mind stepped in and it said, well, it may be just a coincidence. Why do you give such importance to that? And it's a message from Baba and all these things. And then I found that there were three roads leading from our bus station. One was to Pune, one was to railway station, and one was to Ahmednagar. So inwardly I said, Baba, if it's a message for me, then let me see what way he goes. And if he goes to Nagar side, then maybe it's your message for me. So I was talking with them and I was watching all the time, and I find that he didn't turn to Pune side. He didn't turn to the railway station, and he goes right by the Nagar road. I said, oh, thank you, Baba, because it's you. When Baba wants us to do a certain thing, he means he's helping us to do it. That's the thing. That's what I have noticed. I like Mani when she says, whenever Baba says, love me, his sympathy is so much that it means that if anyone wants to love me, I'm ready to help him. It's with you. It's not just saying, like a dictator, love me, I'm this God. No, no. I'm with you, I'm in you, I'm around you. And if you want to love me, I'll surely help you. So I took it that way. And then, of course, there were thoughts running in my mind about the long years. Because it was just when I heard of Baba, I started my career as a teacher. And now it's 32 years. It was 32 years. After that, and so I said, now when I go, how should I thank him, what should I say to him, and all these things, they were there. And I had already talked with Airaj that I shouldn't lose the time, so that when I come to Ahmednagar, please send the jeep at the bus station. So when our bus reached Ahmednagar, the same day and about 6 o'clock, I reached here, maybe even earlier. And when I was there, and I got down from my bus and I got in the aisle of the bus station there, if you had seen it. It was just exactly, I went from this side and the jeep came from the other side. I said, Baba, such exactness, this exactness, I'm just entering this side and the jeeps come from that side. Mm. So I got in, not even a moment more. So I got in the jeep and I said, oh, now I have to go. So it is better that it was still thousands had come to meet Baba there, and so it is better that instead of washing my hands and all these things, I will do at Lower Mehrabad and then go up the hill. And although on some pretext I could have gone right inside the tomb, but I said Baba would not like it. Now I am going for his darshan, so I must stand in the queue. It may take half an hour, whatever it may take. So I went there and I had already ordered a garland for Baba on that day. So I said, I have come quite an hour early, so would the garland be ready? I am just going up the hill and I see the man, he says, looks at me and he says, the garland is ready. Yeah. So I held it and I said, what should I do with the second garland, a big garland which the institution had given me? So out of the thousands, one of my friends just happened to be there, and I said, just join the line, you offer this garland on behalf of the institution and I will have this. So we stood in the line and slowly the lines are moving, and still I am feeling, oh Baba, which is whenever you think of him, it's like that. And how is it possible to thank you? What word should I use, chosen or whatever? So all these things were there, and it took about half an hour or maybe even three quarters of an hour for me to get near the tomb. So I just got there at the door, and just at that time somebody at the back started saying aloud, there's such a big queue. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. So those who were at the door said, quick, 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 quick. So those who were in the line, they just went inside, just offered their salutations to Baba, regards to Baba, and they just left. And I was in the queue, and I just went inside, and just in few seconds, I just bowed down to him and came out. And when I stood at the door, steps, threshold, outside, I said, Baba, you don't even allow us to express a single word in gratitude. That's why this thing has happened. Because all the time I was thinking, oh, I would say this, and many thanks to you, Baba, and how can I be grateful, enough grateful to you by saying anything, and I had so many thoughts, but you didn't permit me even to say a single word, just in silence, I just went and I just came up. And since then, of course, with His grace,